The two biggest parties in the Czech parliament, the ruling Civic Democrats and the opposition Social Democrats, are looking for a path forward after the first round of the direct presidential election. In the vote, the Civic Democrats suffered a rout, with their candidate Přemysl Sobotka coming second to last. And while Social Democrat Jiří Dienstbier fared far better, coming fourth, he also failed to advance to the runoff. Jan Wellinger reports.
For the Civic Democrats, it's going to take a while for the sting of defeat, a veritable shellacking, to wear off. Their candidate Přemysl Sobotka came in second to last, besting only outspoken Eurosceptic Jana Bobošíková. The poor finish was not altogether unexpected. Opinion polls never placed Mr. Sobotka high on the list of candidates. But the numbers once confirmed became impossible to ignore. President Václav Klaus, a former chairman of the Civic Democratic Party, said this in response to the weekend result.
If no one was alarmed by the outcome of the regional elections just a few months ago, this is the second similar result. That suggests that something needs to be done.
Former Justice Minister Jiří Pospíšil, meanwhile, agrees that the Civic Democrats' weekend showing was nothing less than a wake-up call.
The results should be a major signal for all of the party's leadership as well as the party's ministers.
Some members of the party, such as MP Boris Šťastný, a longtime Klaus supporter, are equally unhappy and have not minced words. According to Šťastný, the party did, quote, everything in the last months and weeks to drive away voters, a situation the prime minister was supposedly meant to have remedied after the Civic Democrats' last leadership convention. But exactly which steps could or should be taken remains unclear, at least for now. At a briefing in Prague on Tuesday, Prime Minister Petr Nečas confirmed that the party was not taking the election results lightly, but he said flatly that what had needed saying on the matter had already been said. Instead, the Prime Minister focused not on his party, but firmly on the second round of the election, announcing that the Civic Democrat leadership was backing colleague Karol Schwarzenberg, the chairman of coalition partner Top 09, for president. Prime Minister Petr Nečas.
We've always backed other right-wing candidates where we ourselves didn't succeed. In this case, we're being consistent, and I'd like to announce that the leadership of the Civic Democratic Party supports Karel Schwarzenberg. We're asking our voters to back him in the second round.
For the opposition Social Democrats, who to back in the runoff is not as clear-cut. Despite a weak recommendation on Saturday for former Prime Minister Miloš Zeman as the only remaining leftist candidate, many remain wary. As much as a third within the party are said to back the former Social Democrat, but others like Jiří Dienstbier, the candidate who finished fourth in the first round, remain openly opposed. Throughout his campaign, Social Democrat Dienstbier repeatedly linked Mr. Zeman to shady politics of the late 1990s and the turn of the millennium. In an online chat room with readers of financial daily Hospodářské noviny on Tuesday, he made clear that Mr. Zeman for him remains unacceptable. He wrote that he could not support anyone tied to what he called mafioso capitalism and suggested that Zeman was a leftist only in name. Dienstbier, an anti-corruption candidate who could arguably head the Social Democrats in the future, reiterated what he said after the first round, that for voters on the political left, the choice between Miloš Zeman and Karel Schwarzenberg would at best be a difficult one.
Thank you, Jan Wellinger. Coming up next, as Czechs went to the polls at the weekend,